question from Kiran Prabhu. How do we understand modern day incidents where devotees see Yamadutas? Answer: generally speaking, the other levels of the universe, whether they are higher or lower, are inaccessible to us. And similarly, the residents of those levels are also inaccessible to us. They are invisible to us. But in certain situations, some people may be able to see them. So, what are those situations? Basically, it could be certain karmic complications. Just like some people remember their past lives. Why is that? It's some karmic complication by which the person is able to remember it. So just like some people remember their childhood very clearly, even their infancy clearly, some people just, for them the infancy is a blank. So like so that some people may have memory that extends back to a previous life also. So some karmic complication gives people certain memories of their past life. Similarly, certain karmic complication allows people to have some paranormal visions. So the seeing of Yamadutas is basically a paranormal vision. The normal vision is what we see with our eyes on a routine basis, and paranormal is sometimes we see something that is beyond what is normally seen. Just like some people have encounters with ghosts, others don't. Why is that? That is also some karmic situation. Some people have to get some certain karmic reaction in certain ways, and one of them is encounter with ghosts. Just seeing ghosts can be frightening, and getting possessed by ghosts can be chilling. So both of these are karmic reactions. So similarly, the Yamadutas, can devotees see Yamadutas? Yeah, that can also be a karmic reaction. Now, when the scriptures say that the Yamadutas will never come close to devotees, or Yamaraj tells the Yamadutas don't go to devotees, we have to understand that this is a truth principle, this truth statement, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a universally absolute statement. What does that mean? That means that statements like, say, Yamaraj saying that, telling Yamadutas don't even go near the devotees, that indicates basically that these devotees are not in your jurisdiction. So now most of the experiences where some devotees have witnessed Yamadutas, it is more like the Yamaduta is going to take somebody else, not to come to the devotees. So in that sense, that particular statement is not violated. So that particular vision that is given could be given as a result of some karmic complication. And for a devotee, it's not just karmic complication. It is ultimately Krishna orchestrating the karmic complication for the ultimate advancement and benefit of the devotee. So that means Krishna will arrange certain circumstances in such a way that it will deepen the realization, renunciation and conviction of the devotee. So if that is what is required, Krishna may give that vision. So the important thing is not whether a person sees Yamadutas or not. The important thing is what does a person do after seeing the Yamadutas. If that perception of the Yamadutas can enable a person to become serious in Krishna consciousness, well and good. But seriousness in Krishna consciousness doesn't depend on Yamaduta darshan. Actually, our goal is ultimately Krishna darshan, and we can have Krishna darshan even now by through the deities, through studying scriptures, through the chanting of the holy names. So we should, if there are experiences like this, we don't have to blow them up unduly. They are possibilities because of certain karmic complications, and they are possibilities because even some devotees, Krishna may feel that that is the best way that they can deepen their conviction. So even if some devotee sees Yamadutas coming towards him, or that shouldn't also frighten us. That is not necessarily a transgression of what is told in the Bhagavatam. That simply indicates that Krishna wants to give some vivid demonstration to the devotee so that the devotee can learn the lesson and become more serious in Krishna consciousness. So we should focus on the normal process of Krishna consciousness. And paranormal visions, if to the extent that they contribute in increasing our determination to practice the normal process, they are beneficial. Otherwise, they do not have to be given more than necessary focus or limelight. Yes, somebody has the vision. If that hasn't made that person serious in Krishna consciousness, well and good. That's more than enough. And we should not depend on those sort of visions. We should know that, let me become serious now, because that is the only way that I will become truly purified and happy. Thank you.